You know, President Trump has been expressing optimism about the federal government's ability to test and to fight the coronavirus. Not everyone agrees. Stephen Portnoy joins us live from Washington, CBS News White House correspondent. And we understand the president's optimism. He wants to try to keep things upbeat, keep the economy moving. And while we don't want to play a game of gotcha here, we have to ask the question, what is the real story, Stephen? Is there a reason for optimism?
Well, look, things are improving. There's no question about that. More people are getting tested. And yesterday, the administration touted the fact that a million specimens have been tested. The president appeared to get that wrong when he said a million Americans have been tested. Remember, most people, when they get the test, have some, you know, at least two swabs, sometimes more than two. So a million specimens have been tested. And yesterday, the president unboxed a prototype of an Abbott Labs test that the FDA is giving emergency approval for that would be, when it's fully scaled, able to give test results at doctors' offices within minutes. We're not there yet, of course. Those things have to be manufactured and sent out, and doctors' offices have to, get them. But we're heading in the right direction. The president bristles at questions about the fact that the United States still is pacing slow. Some people, I know people, who have been waiting for more than a week to get test results if once they've had the opportunity to be tested. So the situation is not nearly where it ought to be. And the president doesn't like questions about the fact that it's not, and he doesn't like questions about his past remarks, where he basically shrugged off the threat of the virus.
It also sounded like he was entertaining the notion of mandating masks for people at some point.
Well, this is something that the administration is looking at. And what's also striking is the extent to which the advice has changed so many times, right? At first, it was, you have to be in close contact with people. Mayor de Blasio was talking about the idea of people like sneezing in your soup or something, and that wouldn't be a way to transfer the virus. I mean, now we understand that pretty much any interpersonal contact can spread this virus. They talk about 6 feet. There's some suggestion whether that's even accurate. They say gatherings of no more than 10. No, it's gatherings of any kind. Have the potential to transmit the virus. So the situation is evolving, and now we're hearing that maybe masks are the way to go, but so far nothing official on that yet from the CDC. What we're learning, Wayne, is that doctors, there's a lot they don't know, and the more they're willing to admit that, I think the more the public will understand.